And we start getting into the art of oncology, and just, you know, people are very curious, particularly in a situation like myeloma. Breast cancer, they see as much breast cancer as a breast cancer investigator, but myeloma is a very different situation. So how do you respond to the doc when they say, okay, what do you do? I mean, for example, 60-year-old, you know, previously perfectly healthy person, right now, what are you doing?
Well, first of all, I think it is important, as I said earlier, to have this patient seen at a tertiary care center for at least an opinion. And there we're better able to assess the patient and look at them and help the primary oncologist with a decision about treatment. Whenever possible, my preference is to put the patient on a clinical trial.
So right now, if you have a patient who comes to you, what kind of trial would you have available?
Well, we have a trial, for example, now that uses a triplet combination of cyclophosphamide, bortezomib, and dexamethasone induction for 3 cycles. And then actually, after the 3 cycles, we switch to bortezomib, thalidomide, dexamethasone. So 6 cycles of therapy. The primary endpoint is complete response. And then those patients can go on to a stem cell transplant. So that's our current trial.
And you reported some of that at ASH last year.
We reported some of that. A colleague of mine from New York reported it. We saw an extremely high response rate in that. It was something like 42% near CR for those patients. And this looks as good as anything reported to date in terms of initial response.
And that was Dr. Jagannath was the first author.
You've done your homework, yes.
And so you're still putting patients on that study?
That trial is still accruing, although it's very close to completion. Our goal was to put about 50 patients on the trial, and we're very close to that figure right now.